One of your first moves as a mayor is you changed a few aspects of protocol or rules. Can you tell me what you did?
Well, with the approval of the assembly, we're going to change policy at public meetings to allow a speaker to speak for double time, for 6 minutes, on the condition that they have someone else at the meeting who will give up their 3 minutes. Oftentimes, you know, a group of people will come and maybe have one person who's more articulate, and this will allow that person maybe to finish a more complete thought or present more of a complete comment without being chopped off at 3 minutes. For most people, 3 minutes, you know, they can fit their comments in 3 minutes. But on these bigger issues, I think the public is owed a little bit more time to address the assembly.
What else is changing?
Towards transparency and accountability and accessibility, which are all major issues, the recent election, with assembly approval, I think we should expect all assembly members, the mayor, and borough employees already do this, submit a report on what they've learned and what other useful information they gain when they travel out of town. It would be helpful to the public to know what new information we get. This is why we go out of town. So I think it's reasonable that we get something in writing. And I just think that kind of information sharing helps in the long run. Somebody might just jot down, oh, they do this up in Valdez. And somebody here might see that and say, hey, let's do that here. So often, because we're geographically isolated, we get isolated from how the rest of the world does things. And knowing how the rest of the world does things, I think, can save us a lot of time. Again, these are small items, small changes that we can make. The meetings on Zoom, right now, if you call in on Zoom, you don't see who else is on Zoom. My view of a public meeting is everyone who's there knows everyone else who is there. So just so we know who's in the room, because sometimes people choose to say things based on who is there. And I think a public meeting is knowing who's there and who's not there. So we're going to try to make that change on Zoom. And then I just announced that I'm going to keep office hours from 3 to 5 every day, and then till 6 with an appointment. The borough office gets locked at 5, but to accommodate people who get off work at 5, I can be around till 6 weekdays. Just give me a call and let me know you're coming down, and I'll just go out and open the door or wait for your knock. These are some small steps we can take to make the government more accountable and transparent and accessible.
There was an idea about putting borough contracts online. What was the thinking behind that?
Currently, if you go to the end of the budget on the borough's website, you can find out like all the wages that everybody makes. I don't believe right now online it's very easy, or I'm not even sure it is, to see the contracts for the officers who work by contract. And it is public information. Anybody could come in and ask for a contract that the borough is involved in. A few years ago, the borough assembly looked at the OpenGov program, which is for sharing government information with the public online. And we might look at that again. I think it's a subscription service.
What does OpenGov do?
I think it's kind of a template and a service that just makes it much easier for the public to get some of the same information that's already on our website. It's maybe more intuitive. There was a push for that 5 years ago, but that's an expense. So we have to balance, you know, making things very easy for the public versus the cost, how much taxpayers want to pay for that. But again, I think we heard pretty resoundingly in this election that our citizens want more access, more accountability, more transparency.
There was something about allowing the assembly members to put agenda items. Yes. What's the current system, and how would that change?
Well, currently, the mayor gets final say over what goes on the meeting agenda. And historically, there have been some times, and not under the previous mayor, but previous to that, there have been times that assembly members have had a difficulty getting things on the agenda. And it's the assembly's meeting. It's assembly form of government. The assembly makes all the decisions. Unless there's a tie, I don't get a vote. So I think it's right and proper. An individual assemblyman should be able to place on the agenda for consideration by the other six assembly members an item. And So this is kind of housekeeping to actually put that in code. I want to clear that up. It's the assembly's meeting. If you're an assembly person, you should be able to place an item on the meeting agenda for your fellow assembly members to consider.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.